right. Amen. It's good to worship the Lord together, isn't it? And it's good to be here. I'm not Pastor Brent, in case you didn't know. And I wanted to just introduce ourselves really quick, in case you're wondering why I am here. Pastor asked me if I'd come and share this morning. For many, many years, Hope and I have been one of your missionaries that we've partnered together, and it's just been an amazing journey. Not all victories, but certainly not a lot of, not just all battles, but a combination that God has used to build his kingdom. And it's great to be a part of something where you're not doing it all by yourself, but we together can be woven together in this amazing way that God only can do to accomplish things that are so beyond anything we could ever do alone. I'm so glad we do things together. And I just wanted to take a couple minutes and just give you a brief update and then talk about some things in the message this morning that relate directly to Native ministry. I'm fully aware that Brent could out-preach me any day of the week, so I'm not going to compete with him on that. So I'm going to talk to you about our partnership and the things that relate to what God has allowed us to do together. So my wife is with me this morning. Hope and I have been on almost a lifelong journey now. I mean, we're way on up there in the 40-something years of being married, so It just couldn't be any better. It just couldn't be any better. I've got a couple things that just have developed over the last year or two that I just to let you know. We've served here in Montana since 1993. We moved here, as many of you are aware, to plant a church not far from here, just across the mountains in Browning on the Blackfeet Reservation. And so that church, what is now Four Winds Assembly of God, was the church that we planted back in the early 90s. And it's so great to see how God continues to build his church, build his kingdom, and you know, to go and see the ministry that continues to reach out in the community, the discipleship emphasis that they have, the way God has brought people together for accomplishing the things that he wants to accomplish. A couple years ago, Hope and I, we continued to do all the ministry that we're going to talk about this morning with Native American kids and teenagers through the ministry of Indian Youth Camp, IYC, that takes place just at the bottom of this hill at Glacier Bible Camp, and then year-round through other ministry that's done on the reservations. But I forgot what I was going to say now. It'll come to me eventually here, guys. I guess it's not coming. Well, why don't we just draw a line through that right now? I know what it was. Yes, it just came back to me. Whew. So a couple years ago, we also began to serve as the field representatives for Native American missionaries in the lower 48 states. And it's been really neat to connect with missionaries in a whole nother way. It is absolutely incredible what God is doing across our nation, Native country. So many individuals that God has just called, and in every place where they're planted or continuing to do work. We were just talking with some of our missionaries that have served for many years down on Pine Ridge in South Dakota, and seeing the life, their very lives for the last 15 years that they have poured in to the community and pastoring a church, but also powerful kids ministries that centered around horse stuff. A ranch and family that have just found a way to take that and use it for God's kingdom, and kids that just gravitate towards those opportunities and hear the gospel as well, and the hope that Jesus brings. And so that's just a quick update. I want to give you just one disclaimer before we get started. I just got back from hunting camp yesterday, and I lost my glasses in camp. And I cannot see very good at all this morning. I've got these reading glasses, but when I put them on, I'm too far away, and so it's still kind of, it still doesn't work. But I got the large print on my presentation today that should solve all the problems that I was worried about. But in case you see me, like, peering or squinting my eyes or picking my phone up and looking like this, I mean, I know it's not very polished. I know it's not. But that's what we're going to have to do in order to make it through that this morning. So if that's all right with everybody, we'll roll with that. I want to just take a couple minutes and show this video. It's about a three-minute video. And I don't think I've ever showed it here. We produced it, I think, a year or so ago. And this just gives an oversight of the ministry. Perfect. Yeah, sorry. Native American children and youth, many of whom face challenging life circumstances, which elevate the risk of youth suicide four times the national average. IYC began as a small camp in the 1980s. Hi, I'm Richard Stewart. My wife Hope and I serve as U.S. Assemblies of God missionaries to the Native American students in Montana through the ministry of Indian Youth Camp. At its heart, Indian Youth Camp is an evangelistic organization that is committed to discipleship. We exist to serve Native American children and youth, many of whom face challenging life circumstances, which elevate the risk of youth suicide to four times the national average. IYC began as a small camp in the 1980s on the reservation, and today, led by a culturally diverse leadership team and staff, IYC serves hundreds of Native American children and youth, providing an opportunity for each one to experience Jesus in a life-changing way.
I'm Ben. I was a 9-year-old boy from Blackfeet Reservation the first time I went to IYC. At the time, my parents were divorcing. I was very angry and very hurt. I felt isolated and neglected. I felt like I had nobody. When I went to IYC, I was not the greatest camper. I have to give it up for my room staff because they definitely had their hands full. Because of their dedication to myself, the other campers, and to the Lord, it made the difference in my life. I ran out of chapel at the end of a hard-fought week. I found myself on my face at the altar, just weeping, giving my wounded heart to God. My counselor came alongside me. He didn't say anything. He just put his arm around me and began with me. It was the first time I genuinely experienced the love of God. Ever since then, IYC has been a huge part of my life. When I became a camper, I came back as a volunteer. IYC got to do miraculous, wonderful things for so many students, just like it did for me. Currently, I lead a camp and serve on the IYC leadership team. I'm also the camp reservation, and I get to bring another generation of students. I get to see IYC to thrive so that students can be life-changing, look up just like them.
As an organization, we're committed to helping students like Ben to grow in their relationship with God in a variety of ways. Our breakout sessions during camp allow students to participate in small group discussions as they engage in spiritual conversations with one another. Students who are no longer camper age can participate as juniors in a discipleship and leadership training program designed to equip and encourage students. And lastly, a unique element of IYC ministry extends. We continue to connect with and encourage students throughout the year in their community through tour events, local business. Through our innovative IYC app, students have access to tailor-made devotions, resources, and fun and encouraging videos. We're passionate about helping Native American children and youth discover the life that God gave every student to experience, a life of hope and wholeness that is filled with grace and endless potential.
Let's see if I can adjust this so I can be down here and the mic can read a little better.
Yeah, that's fine.
Amen. The video didn't work exactly like it was. It was supposed to, but I just wanted to, you know, say that we see things, you know, like once they become a reality, and then we just begin to accept them. Okay, that's just the way life is. But there was a day, and this is not just our story, this is your story too, but there's a day when we had a hard time even having faith to believe that that could happen. That so many times our continued just trusting God, believing that God's word is what he says it is, will do what he says it will do, becomes the hinge point of whether or not we'll remain faithful till the time God brings the fruition for all the things that we've had stirring in our heart but don't see any evidence at all in what we're doing. It applies to our families when we're praying for a loved one that just seems to be like, I mean, they're definitely not interested in Jesus, or, you know, a situation that we're facing with a crisis and provisions or whatever. But the power of God is not to be underestimated. And why, as we continue to put our faith in the promises of God, in time, we'll see the miraculous hand of God do the impossible all around us. Amen? Amen. And we get to be a part of that. And so briefly, let me just say that our unwavering commitment, our unwavering mission is that every single Native American student that is somehow connected with IYC, with the work of Indian Youth Camp, will experience, first of all, a life-changing encounter with Jesus Christ. There's things that only Jesus does, and nobody else can do. And that secondly, they would develop a lifelong relationship with him, because both are essential, right? We need those times. God created us with emotions. And there's times when we need to have a platform where our emotions can connect with God. Camps is a great place to do that. You get away from the noise of the world, your problems that you're facing. You go to a camp and the worship's awesome. There's other people around you that are trying to go in the same direction in life that you are. And as you're just there day after day, man, things just stir. And the Spirit of God that made you with emotions just connects with you, and you find yourself in the altars just lost in the presence of God. The ointment of his presence just poured on the wounds of your life. But there's also those realities that you can't live at camp all your life. You can't live on the emotional high that comes in moments when God just meets with us. There's also the reality of what do we do the rest of the time, and God's made us with a mind. He connects us with emotions, but he also connects with us through rational, practical, unspectacular, non-emotional encounters with him. And that is where helping students to learn to walk with him for a lifetime is essential. That beyond the week of camp, there's support, there's opportunities for the kids, so that they can learn how to live out their faith even when the emotions aren't there, even when they're back home and there's no friends with them, and maybe they're one of two or maybe all by themselves that seems to be wanting to follow after Jesus when the whole rest of the world around them is going another direction. And learning those disciplines of walking with God, to learn the importance of the Word of God, how that is available whether you have friends around you or not. Learning that place of prayer, understanding the role of going to a place where the believers gather together, whether it's in the home church or whether it's in, you know, the youth group or wherever they find themselves, that they connect and learn how to develop their relationship with God, not just based on the emotional events that happen that have to be left behind someday. And so that's kind of our commitment and our mission with IYC as your missionaries, is that we would do both, that we would provide a way for kids to encounter Jesus in these moments, but also learn to walk with him for a lifetime through some of the things in the video, like the app, the IYC app that has daily devotions on it for kids, all kinds of crisis resources, even suicide hotline numbers that they could call if they find themselves in one of those places of despair that that can make a difference in their life. We wholeheartedly embrace the Spirit-led words of the Apostle Paul in Romans 1 in verse 16, where he says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it's the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. I mean, just think about that. If we believe that, how incredibly impactful it is in how we're going to live our life whenever we believe that this gospel is powerful enough. You know, I'm a result of the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know all of your stories in here, but I'm pretty sure that most of you are a testimony of the power of the gospel that reached you. And for some of you, you were probably like the last person in the world anybody thought would ever serve Jesus. But this gospel was powerful enough to find you in that place where the enemy was trying to stomp the life out of you. And instead, the gospel in its strength brought a complete transformation of your life. And so we wholeheartedly embrace those words of the Apostle Paul when he says these profound words about the gospel. You know, there's a spiritual battle that rages for the lives of these native kids. I mean, there is a battle going on. On the one side, Satan, his goal is to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what John chapter 10 tells us. That's like his thing. Like a thief, he's actively just up to no good in everybody's life. If he can do it, it's going to lead to something that's not good. And I could tell story after story after story for hours of tragedies where the enemy has brought destruction. But we're not here to talk about the devil today. We're here to talk about Jesus. But I want to just give you a little perspective on things that are challenging for a lot of these kids. I'll share just a few recent stories from just the last couple of months or since from this summer. One camper was sharing that her mom had just been murdered. Another camper talked about how that her four-year-old sister went missing a couple of years ago, and they still haven't found her. And she had a T-shirt on that said, "Where are you?" Just the big, giant words in white on a black T-shirt just says, "Where are you?" And her sister's picture on. Don't know where she is. Don't know what happened to her. Another camper said that when she tries to talk to her mom just tells her, "I don't even care. I don't even care." There was another camper that was sharing that her grandma went and picked up a little boy and brought him to camp that week so that he could just kind of get away from home and get away from his mom because she didn't care anything about him and didn't take care of him, and that she just got up every morning and left him to go find her fix for the day. And so all four of these scenarios were in one cabin room. That was just in one room. All those kids were in the same cabin room. And so there's tremendous challenges that face the kids. It's not fair for us to not acknowledge, you know, when we see kids that maybe struggle to try to get on track. It's not fair if we don't understand the challenges that many of these kids face. I mean, they are in situations that have overwhelmingly put the odds against them. And so when we talk about the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ, it's not like, oh, well, we could have probably done that without him. It's no, the gospel is the only hope that we have in the situations that many of these kids are facing. You know what I'm doing, right? Sorry, guys. Another story I want to tell you is that there was a little 10-year-old girl that shared with me that she didn't really want to come to camp this year, but that her and her brother were in a group home and someone sponsored them. And she said that her dad was in prison and that her mom just got out of prison, but that she didn't want them. And that she was pregnant now and expecting a baby. And she said to me, she kind of just looked at me and she said, why would she want another baby when she can't even take care of us? Just touched my heart. You know, there's a 10-year-old little girl that she's asking me a question like that. You know, and it just, I share all that, and that's all I'm going to really say about some of the challenges. But it just underscores that the devil prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. That's his agenda. And this ministry that you support is essential because God's interested in their stories. God's interested in how their life turns out. He's not callous or indifferent to the one. There's none of us that is unimportant to God. There's nobody that God isn't very interested and willing to engage them, even though the enemy does prowl to devour. The gospel of Jesus Christ is stronger than the agenda of the enemy. Because in the midst of all of that, there's another reality. Yeah, there is the reality of Satan, and there is the reality of tragedy, and there's the reality of heartbreak. All of those things are reality, but there's a greater reality, and his name is Jesus. Where Satan seeks to destroy, Jesus gives abundant life. The gospel is simply not intimidated by Satan. The gospel is not intimidated by problems. It's powerful. It is Jesus' gospel. And these words shared many years ago have often been a timely reminder when we face challenging circumstances and when we were facing spiritual warfare. There's a verse in Psalms chapter 34, verse 3 that says, magnify the Lord with me. Years ago, I heard this pastor's wife. She was speaking at our church when I was a youth pastor. And back in the day, you would, when you have a guest speaker, his wife would get up and testify too, you know. So she was doing that. And she read this verse, and she said something that just never went away in all my life. She said, after she read this verse, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. She said, you know what it means to magnify, right? She said, you take a magnifying glass, and whenever you look through it, whatever you're looking at is bigger, right? And she said, that's what the scripture is trying to tell us to do. We need to magnify the Lord and make him bigger than whatever we're facing. Magnify the Lord with me. Make him greater than whatever problem or whatever thing around you that seems so impossible. God is bigger than that. But we have a responsibility to recognize that and to magnify him. Say, Lord, I see you as bigger and stronger and greater than whatever else seems so overwhelming to me. It's nothing compared to your greatness. And you know, that reality just hit me in such a way, and it stayed with me all through these years of ministry. And you know, this morning, as your longtime missionaries, I mean, we've got quite a bit of history together. I wanted to share three things with you that you need to know about the investment you are continuing to make in the lives of Native kids across Montana. And the first thing is that the seed of the gospel that you've helped us plant did not die. In fact, the harvest has never been more plentiful than it is today. Now, it didn't look very good when we started the church and the funeral home over in Browning in 1993. I mean, crazy. Who starts a church and a funeral home? But in the midst of that, God was working. Remember I said earlier that how important it is to look at the promises of God and remain faithful because he's doing something powerful, but it just may not happen in one day. Well, I want you to know that what you do in missions. You give to missions. You pray for missionaries. You go and serve in other places. That God is at work doing something important, something that's eternal. And for us, as just one of your missionaries, we want you to know that the seed that we have planted together has not died, but it has brought a great, great, great harvest as we've never seen before. The powerful gospel is actively piercing through the spiritual darkness, penetrating into the hearts of students and replacing despair with a deep-seated hope and a joy that's indescribable and unspeakable. In June of this year, at the bottom of this hill at IYC this year, we had 293 students, the most we ever had this year, 293 students. We had another 20 students that were 16 and 17 years old that were in the mentoring program for junior staff. Almost all of them used to be campers. But see, the gospel seed has produced a harvest. Kids that are hungry not only to serve God themselves, but to grow and to follow God's plan and to even be equipped for what God would call them to do in ministry. Not only that, but to model for kids like Ben was talking about. I get to bring another generation of kids to camp to experience the same things that I experienced when I came to camp. That's what we do when we talk about missions, when we support missions. Sometimes we may get maybe just a little bit discouraged, or we might get a little just lose sight of what we're doing. What we are doing when we support missions is making a difference in somebody's life, like our life was impacted by the gospel. That's why we continue to support missions and continue to be partnered in that. So many of the kids this year at camp, we watched just seeking after God with all their heart. God meeting students in these remarkable ways, his powerful and wonderful presence just saturating the chapels. Approximately 100 kids this year at camp gave their lives to Jesus. 100 kids in 1 week's time that God spoke and their hearts were soft. And they heard this gospel and it resonated. They're created in his image for relationship with him. And something just resonates when we begin to hear the gospel. And it, deep inside us, we know we're made for relationship with God. A 10-year-old girl, while I was sitting on the porch of the lodge one afternoon, began a conversation with me. And she said, that chapel last night was pretty good, wasn't it? It was just odd. I mean, you don't usually have like a 10-year-old kid just kind of to you and just start a conversation, and especially saying something like that. And so I looked at her. She's a cute little girl. And I said, that was really good. I knew what she was talking about because she was in the little kids service, because we have a youth service and a kids service going on at the same time at night. And I was in that service. I was in the little kids service that night. And it was the most incredible outpouring of the Holy Spirit that I've ever seen in that little kid's service. Toward the end of that Wednesday night service, the presence of God just absolutely was unleashed in there. And so I knew, man, that's what she was talking about. And so I was listening to her, and she said, you know, a bunch of the kids were crying. And I said, yeah, I saw that. I know they were. I said, were you crying too? And she said, yeah. She said, I was. She said, I went up there, and I just started praying, and then I just started crying. And she said, I don't know exactly why. She said, but then I just started just saying words that I didn't even know, and they were just coming out. And she said, and then I just got up and I started just going around to all these other kids and just started praying for them. And I had witnessed that. Kids just praying for one another. Amazing things. Kids being baptized in the Holy Spirit. The presence and just the saturating presence of God just filling this altar. And it went on for over an hour. Just no messing around. Kids just lost in the presence of God. just ministering one to another, full of the Spirit of God. It just, it's a beautiful thing to see. And so I knew that's what she was talking about. You know, the amazing thing was that that little 10-year-old girl was the same little girl that had pulled her chair up beside me and told me that her and her brother didn't want to come. But the people in her group home got some sponsorships, and that's how they ended up at camp. The same one that had a mom that just got out of prison that had a baby now is exact same girl that Jesus, he just had an appointment with her, and he met her there in a beautiful way. And so the seed of the gospel did not die that you have planted. There was a camper this year at camp. This is the first year we had a horse thing at camp where we had an elective, and then we had a big exhibition. It was really powerful that the Helena Chi Alpha equine branch of their ministry came, and it was powerful. But one of their electives is kids just paint their story on the side of a horse. You can put whatever you want to on there, images or whatever, and then they just talk about why they put that on there. And this one little girl had painted a cross on the side of her horse, and then the words up beside it, God first. And when she was explaining why she put that, she said, I put God first because sometimes he's all I have. And I thought about that. Powerful. That God, you do have God. These kids do have him. In the words of one of our native pastors who brought many campers this year, all the way over from Wolf Point. They'd driven 450 miles to get to IYC. That's one way. And he had written this post, and I wanted to just read it to you. He said, it was awesome to see how on the last two nights, kids and youth were being filled with the Holy Spirit. Said one girl who had both her parents in jail and her little brother separated from her, shared that how she was filled with the Holy Spirit and joy. Two girls that come from difficult home lives were talking in my van, and one was saying how she knows that a lot of people say that God isn't real, but now she knows that God is real, and she knew that he is in the van sitting right next to her. The other one agreed, adding that she was able to feel all her anger go away and was filled with happiness. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because it's the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. And these kids experienced it. These are not the same kids from the stories earlier. These are other kids that just have similar stories. But the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ is for everyone who believes. And I love hearing these stories about what God is doing. And no wonder the scriptures tell us when Jesus says, I've come that you might have life and have it to the full. IYC is a fun and a safe place where faith can grow and lives are changed. It is where Native American students from all across Montana are discovering truly a life of hope and wholeness in Jesus. And a life that is filled with purpose and with this limitless potential. There's nothing that God can't do. I would say, if first of all, that I want you to know that the seed that you've helped us plant didn't die. The second thing I would tell you is that opportunity has never been more present than it is today. There is, for so many years that we have prayed, we have prayed for what seemed to be impossible, but God listened and he has answered. And his words are true. Upon this rock, I'll build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Great things God has done. We now have a great partnership with Four Winds Assembly in Browning, where Pastor Ben is the worship and youth pastor, the one that was on the video. They have the Ninsam School of Ministry. It's a school of ministry that's accredited with Northwest University, but it's an internship program. And they last semester they had their first student. They have housing there. They have a full-time couple that lives there as the RAs and the discipleship directors. Pastor Ben is actually the school director of that assembly, of that school of ministry, and their purpose is for kids coming out of their teenage years, that hard time where you got to become your own person, follow your own decisions in life. It's a place that's been like the final cog in all these things that have developed from nine-year-old kids coming into camp for the first time, going to the junior staff program, now graduating from high school. There's a school of ministry where they can be equipped. I heard a couple of months ago a young lady, she was their first student, share in their service about what God had been doing in her life through that school of ministry. It was powerful, powerful what God was doing. And so, you know, when we talk about opportunity today, a second camp has started now in Browning that is a small, very rustic camp. We partner with them and bring sound equipment, and some of our staff go there and staff the camp. This year, I think there was 12 students that were baptized down at Cutbank Creek in July, the end of July, at their camp. And so, I mean, God's doing things. There's a school of ministry, the Way Camp, the IYC app that I talked about earlier, the IYC tours. Every year, we're getting ready to double our IYC tours. We do a fall and a spring one where we travel to the different reservation churches, and we have events there where kids can encounter Jesus there, just like they do right here. And to realize that the presence of Jesus doesn't just live in Hungry Horse, that the same Jesus lives right in their community. And this fall, just about a month ago, when we were on the tour, it was so powerful to see kids just encountering Jesus. In Rocky Boy, there was this little boy, he was pretty rowdy during part of that service. And when we went into that response time, he just came up to the front. And I prayed with him, and then I'd step back by the chairs, like here. And then all of a sudden, I feel this little tap on my hand. I looked down, this little girl looked up at me. She said, "That little boy up there is kneeling down now." And I saw him, and he was kneeling down. And this other little girl was knelt down in front of him and just had her hand laid on his shoulder and was praying for him. And his two little buddies were gathered around him, and all of them were just in this circle praying. And I thought, man, that is so, I mean, that's in Rocky Boy. That's not at camp. That's in Rocky Boy. Powerful to see what God is doing. And I could just go on and tell you so many stories of how God is doing things today. Lastly, I would just say, if the first thing is that the seed didn't die, and the second, that opportunity has never been greater, I would finally say that the need for missions partnership has never been so pressing as it is today. Don't stop being a part of missions. For us, it's personal. For us, it's our story, but I know there's other missionaries that is just as much a need. There's a great need for partners for prayer. Be a part of a prayer team. You know, at IYC, if you want to join our prayer team, just go on our website, IndianYouthCamp.com. I've got cards and stuff out there where you can pick up our information. Join the prayer team. You can just sign up for our prayer team. There's weekly prayer updates that go out, things you can pray about. Part of that is that every single week, there's a list of a clump of kids that were at camp this year. And every year, everybody on that prayer team prays for every single student by name two or three times in the course of a year. You can be a part of that. Partners for serving. Volunteer at IYC. It's a place where lives have changed. Every January, the portal opens on the website, and you can sign up to apply to be staff at the camp. Come and serve and make a difference in lives. It's a spiritual battle for sure, but it's one that Jesus can win. And then partners who give. You know, your church supports us monthly. When we have special services like it's, God can speak to your heart and say, financially, I want to be a part of meeting those needs so that all these things can continue on. God's not broke. God can do stuff. He doesn't need us manipulating and begging somebody to try to give more money. It's just simply the Spirit of God, though, will speak to us. And when he does, some of those times, it's to be financially committed to what it takes. And finances is also part of what we need as we continue. Our ability to go and do some of the things costs money. But I just wanted to say to you, thank you, Hungry Horse Chapel. Just thank you. You know, there's probably not a lot of people outside of Montana that even knows where Hungry Horse Chapel is. And probably if we put all of our churches on a scale of either by size or by the amount of money that we have or the recognition that we have, Hungry Horse Chapel is probably not going to be at the top of the list. But that doesn't matter to God. That's not God's scale. That's not his measuring stick. He allows every single person, no matter who we are, no matter where we live, no matter what church we go to be a part, to do what he has uniquely called that individual to do and the impact that he would have them make in the lives of somebody else, and that's missions. Missions is reaching those that are unreached with the gospel of Jesus Christ, not only to meet him, but to learn to walk with him for a lifetime. And if you have any questions, you'd like to talk to us anymore, please just stop by. We got a table out there, about a bunch of stuff you can get to pray for us, to pray for IYC kids, you know, to sign up for the newsletter, to sign up for the prayer team. But thank you for all that you have been a part of, and I wanted you to have an update. And thank you for all that you do for us and for other missionaries. But together, we're involved in the work that's eternal, the thing that makes a difference in where people spend the eternity of their life. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this time we've had together. And God, I think of Hungry Horse Chapel, and how many times that you have used this church to be a lighthouse in this canyon, in this valley, Lord. Lord, I recognize that there's individuals, Lord God, that are sitting in this sanctuary today that have been uniquely used by you to bring people into a authentic encounter with your presence that rewrote the stories of their life. I pray, Lord, for Hungry Horse Chapel, that you'd move by the power of your Spirit in greater measure. That lives, oh Lord Jesus, that live up and down throughout the many draws and the places, Lord, where nobody even knows. Use this church, Lord, to reach the unknown places. Continue, Lord Jesus, to bless them. I pray that you'd pour out in great measure, Lord Jesus, the power of your Holy Spirit that brings hope and joy and purpose and fulfillment, oh Lord Jesus. Lord, that we would see that our life is important in your kingdom and that you will use us. It may not be all done in one day, but if we will keep steadfastly, Lord Jesus, believing the promises of your word, the impossible becomes a reality for so many people. Thank you for the privilege of meeting you and being able to tell you the story of this gospel of Jesus Christ to the world around us. In Jesus' name, amen.